We reflect back to yesterday, Rowan. It was Deakin Reserve up in Shepparton. The Cats got the job done very comfortably against Essendon, 17-9-111. The Bombers 3-6-24, and the man has gone on for another season after passing the 300-game mark, Corey Enright. I'm sure he can't wait for the season proper to get underway. Joins us here on Melbourne's Home of Sport. G'day, Corey. How are you going?
Yeah, well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, going pretty well. I mean, look, I suppose the note we'd like to start on, and we haven't had a chance probably to touch on it, Rowan and I, but the news just before the game yesterday, I think all of us are just still in shock about the death of Paul Couch, an absolute Geelong legend, Corey. The effect on the team when you actually heard that news, can you take us through just the feeling of the guys?
Yeah, we obviously heard just prior to the game, found out that obviously devastating news. And, yeah, it's a bit of a, I guess, a an empty feeling, and the guys not sure sort of how to take it because it's still pretty fresh and raw, and obviously someone with Couchy standing within the club, it's takes a bit of time to I guess get your head around the fact that what's going on and what's taking place, because you don't expect that from someone that was so fit and so happy and healthy. So everyone takes it a little bit differently, but shocked our footy club.
I understand, Corey, you know, obviously finished up before any of you guys started, but he was a very visible presence around the club and lent a lot of help to a lot of people there, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Even personally, he was around, and he was, you know, within the Geelong community. He was at functions, at games, and, he just was that type of guy that would, you know, just offer a little bit of support here and there or give you some advice and, it's just the way he was. It was he wasn't forthright or anything. He was just there if someone wanted to have a chat, and he had so much experience and knowledge to pass on. He was beneficial for a lot of us guys coming through.
Beautiful player to watch. I was reflecting after the news came through that if you could think of one player to sum up an era, that late 80s, early to mid 90s. I'd just as soon pick him as anyone, just in the way that smart footballer, very attacking, beautiful kick, lovely to watch, you know, in an era of very entertaining football, but always that bit of fun about him too, you know, the cheeky smile. And you just, when you thought of those Geelong teams under Malcolm Blight, you instantly thought of a guy like Paul Couch.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys have heard this before. I could be wrong, but I think that the great Gary Ablett Senior said that leading towards Paul Couch was he was the best kick in the team, and there was plenty of good ones in that era, as you mentioned. So they work really well together, and yeah, not only was he a fantastic footballer, winning the Brownlow Medal and in Geelong's Team of the Century and playing over 250 games, but also as you touched on, the quality of person that he was. You're very, very affectious, and his outtake on life in general was something that you had to admire, because he was a bit of a knockabout sort of lad who just enjoyed his mates, enjoyed his footy, and obviously his family. So unfortunately gone too soon.
Yeah, the thoughts of the footy world continue to be with the Couch family. Some great tributes in the Herald Sun of the Age today. We're chatting to Corey Enright, of course, of the Cats, 19 past 12. We will talk about some positives in a moment, Corey, but just, I don't know if you've got an update on young Jackson Thurlow, who went down with that knee injury yesterday, and obviously there's more to be determined there with scans, and it'd be horrible for him to maybe potentially miss the season, because he was certainly been earmarked as a man who would play round one.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, it doesn't look good, but we haven't had any more sort of, progress on that as yet. I have to do the scans properly and fully determine what damage has been done. But fingers crossed that it may not be as bad as I think. But he's had a fantastic pre-season, and he's at that age where he's really eager to take that next step. So hopefully it's just a small hiccup in his long journey that he's got a long way to go.
Just on the team performance, when the sides ran out, I've got to admit, I saw you run out and I thought, geez, they're taking this a bit seriously. Why are they bothering to play Corey Enright? So it's a pretty full-scale tilt that you guys seem to have applied to the NAB Challenge.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you can't really, I guess, take those games too lightly. We obviously have got a few new players that have come into our organisation. We're just trying to, you know, get them fitted into how we play and how we want to play as well. So to have, you know, a balance of young guys and old guys out there and get the mix right, we sort of don't want to waste too much time heading into the season because obviously Hawthorn, first round, no bigger challenge. So we want to try and get our game up and running early.
I looked at stages like a bit like one of those sort of lopsided under-16s games when, you know, one side kicks 30 goals and the other side ends up with 2 points. I mean, how do you... Hard to judge the preparation when the sides are so unbalanced and people are at different stages of preparation. How does someone like yourself sort of pace yourself through a game like that, and what are the markers you set for yourself when it can't necessarily be two even competitive sides?
Yeah, it's obviously right. You just focus on a few little areas that we're trying to work on throughout, you know, specifically this game, but also looking forward to, you know, what we want to do in the season proper. So it's more about us and not so much the opposition. We had Collingwood where they scored a lot of goals the first week and Essendon didn't score many yesterday. So it's a balance of what we're trying to do and how we want to play together.
Corey, just in terms of ball movement, you know, listening to the commentary yesterday and watching the game, obviously every side is working on that aspect. It's maybe a component that let the Cats down a little bit last year. What's sort of been the theme? Obviously, with the inclusion of the new players, particularly Dangerfield and Selwood coming into that midfield mix, I mean, it was a few times where, you know, certainly it was very crisp coming off halfback. Tommy Hawkins was hit up nicely. We know he's going to present pretty well at the footy. But what's sort of been the internal discussion to really try and get that part of the game right?
Yeah, I guess every team is play to their strengths a little bit, and I guess with someone like Hawk up forward, we want to give him the opportunities because he's, you know, more often than not, he's going to, you know, if he doesn't mark it, he's going to bring it to ground to those little players, those little guys at his feet. So it's important that we get the balance right between obviously, you know, getting it in there fast and also if teams are dropping numbers back on him, that we use the ball correctly and spot up those players that are, you know, sagging off their opponents.
And just looking at the big picture, I would have thought someone like you, the natural sort of career curve is you know, you have a bit of success, things sort of gradually subside a bit. You guys missed the finals last year, and obviously, you know, before the trade period, it would have been tempting for people to say, well, you know, they've had a great crack at Geelong, your career winds down. But you know, the way that regeneration that's happened with that influx of senior players and the way you've started off the pre-season, you must feel like you might actually get another lick of the ice cream.
Oh, look, it's very, very early to tell. We've had a good pre-season, as has probably every club, so it's really, really hard to tell. We've played 2 practice matches and we've got another one to go. So as I touched on, we're obviously trying to find our best combination of players and you know, how each other is just sort of feeling each other out a little bit with the new guys coming in. But the ones that have come in and played some footy to date have showed that they're, you know, they're going to be beneficial for our footy club. And even someone like Tom Ruggles, who played his first game yesterday, just showed that we're going to have a bit more depth going into this season.
It's the last one too, quickly, because someone's just SMS'd in. It's a good question. Sam Menegola got injured in that first game. What have you got a prognosis on him?
Oh, it's a little bit wait and see. I think it's not operation required, so it's just a little bit of wait and see. Hopefully, it could be anywhere between a couple of weeks to, you know, however long it needs to take. But good thing is that he'll be you know, out there doing his thing sometime this year.
Corey, thanks for your time today. Good luck as the build-up continues. We'll chat again soon.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me, guys.